The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time here in America, comrade. Thursday, December 29th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us for this segment. This is going to be a doozy. By the way, phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. It should be in your speed dial if it's not already. Why isn't it? Because now we're going to be getting to some subject matter that covers transhumanism, AI, chemtrails, COVID, and black goo. Ooh, imagine that junk that the morticians are digging out of people's veins and arteries. I mean, we're talking clots longer than a baby's arm. As a matter of fact, they've dug out some that are the complete length of a leg. And it's pretty crazy. And we know what caused that, don't we, boys and girls? We have German researcher Harald Kautz-Welle. He's one of those rare beings who can weave together both the spiritual, metaphysical, and the scientific together. He started to look at topics that we just mentioned, including Morgellons disease, which we don't talk about Morgellons much on the show, smart dust and nanotechnologies, while looking at environmental protection analysis, and came across a number of substances that shouldn't have been in nature because they're 100% artificial, and nobody likes that. In fact, he's discovered they're high-tech. And there's no other reason to have in the environment apart from intent and not the best one. A doctor, or actually, you're not a doctor, you're a researcher. Harald Kautz, how are you, sir?
I'm fine so far.
So far?
Yes.
Hopefully I haven't said anything to piss you off yet. So, you know, I know you're doing an insane amount of research. You've been on videos with Lee Merritt. Dr. Lee Merritt has been, I mean, one of the frontline doctors. We've had a lot of them on this show, and a lot of them have expressed the fact that this is a bioweapon, that it was created with the intent to destroy people, especially with compromised immune systems. It was created to compromise immune systems and make them basically increase or decrease the resistance and increase the virulence of the strains. This is the thing about Omicron. We call it, oh my God. You know, instead of Omicron, because here again, it's either fear-mongering. And didn't a German virologist just yesterday say that the pandemic is over? I mean, none of this is making sense because now China wants to let all their infected out of the country again. What do you say to those things? It's craziness?
No, it's absolutely reasonable, well-planned, well-executed, and all in line what they intended to do. It's like, you know, when you get a picture, it's first just what you focus on. If you have a broader picture, you can see other relationships between things. And for me, the entire topics that are covered in the discussion on COVID, this is like more a little bit like collateral damage. And maybe, okay, getting the population a bit less dense on the planet, maybe kind of twisting humanity into those who actually go into an AI-controlled zombie state, and whoever is not controllable is supposed to die, because I know that AI can maintain a body that is very sick and still keep it alive. You know, this is kind of one of the basic ideas of zombie state, that something runs a corpse.
Now, they see Tesla and Elon Musk have been talking about doing brain implants with chips to further enhance connecting computers to the human brain, which I find just totally crazy. It's not what God intended. Nature intended us to all just get along.
No, this is just smoke and fog and like the red tissue for the bullfight. The connection between human spirit human day consciousness and AI is already there. Nobody talked about it. Nobody asked if we want to. if they publicly state some opportunities we might choose, you can bet it's already done. The last numbers I got were from 2014, I think, that 70% of the American population is completely readable and writable by AI. So you already have 70% biorobot state without realizing it, because it's not kind of taking away the illusion of free will. So you have a thought, you have a thought. You have an impulse, yeah. You follow it. You know, as long as you identify with it, you think it's you, but it's not.
How much of this has to do with our smartphone? If we got rid of smartphones, would that decrease that 70% number?
No, the entire 5G rollout basically gives additional possibilities to more go to individual mind control. Till now, basically targeting single individuals was possible, but the technology was not advanced enough to really follow a single human with a beam. It was like they're focusing on the head end of your bed and on the chair position of your working place. And every 3, 4, 5, 6 days, they readjusted. If something has changed, they measured, do you really sleep there? Do you really sit there? And if you changed your position, it was readjusted. So that was like not that advanced in individual mind control. With 5G, you've got a beam that follows the human. And then you have 24/7 adjustable focal control. And you can run the biorobot without any break or breakdown of the signals, which is important, you know, when you see that the human biology is degenerating. You need to have a strong signal that stays in place to maintain the thing functional.
So does the introduction of mRNA into the human system, does that increase or enhance their ability to conduct this type of surveillance state?
If I look at the architecture of the biorobot setup, we do have, like, in the early stages, very early stages, just social engineering. You know, like they teach us to read and write. And then we have that funny voice in the head that actually happens where the eye nerve is inserting pictures. It's not supposed to be sound by nature. It's supposed to be picture. But when we read, the same part of the brain that is supposed to see suddenly listens. So we create a secondary voice that functions like a little MS-DOS windows to enter commands, you know, like, this is how we react on advertisement. This is how we react to laws, that we submit ourselves under a written language as if it would be something real. And we identify with that voice that is easily controllable from outside. So there's a long period of like 20,000 years of preparation of the human spirit to be capable to adopt to the technological bit that is put as a crown onto the system. And then the technological bit started with two different interfaces. One is hacking the biophoton realm, like introducing quantum dots in hollow fibers into the body. And the quantum dot has that quality to convert microwave into single photon emissions of visible light. And this is where we can introduce any signal into the DNA from the quantum dot liquids. And the other way around, the DNA is emitting single photons. They are collected by the quantum dots in the fibers and then emitted as microwave to be read out by the antenna systems surrounding us. So this is one interface, basically putting a read-write unit to our spiritual awareness. And the other one is regarding the nervous system, creating neuronal knots that are also microwave sensitive, where we can put in a microwave signal to trigger the creation of current from a piezo crystal in the center of the neural knot that then enters the nervous system so that we can read out thought signals or nervous signals and play in nervous system. So those two levels, those two layers as in the sum, they are the basis for human consciousness. If we control both levels, we control the physicality of the human. This is kind of the second step, social engineering. First, then the two interfaces for the two different types of consciousness, nerve-based and light-based. And then the only thing that is still independent, uncontrollable, wild, and free is the human spirit. And this is where the mRNA comes in, producing the spike protein. The spike protein is methylating the gene BRCA1. And the gene BRCA1 is exactly the one that, or is the one that does two things. It controls the self-repair of the gene, of the genome, and it controls the attachment of the spirit to the body. So when you methylate that gene all over in your body, you chuck out the immortal soul.
So could that involve, could you literally have a personality change because of that? Would the shot cause a personality change?
They all have.
Wow. All right. Andy in Texas, you're on with Harold Kautz. Go ahead.
Well, hey, thanks for taking my call. You pretty much covered what I was going to ask, but I just want to throw that out there. You know, with the idea of hooking somebody's brain up to the Internet of Things with a little button that they push together and hook up or whatever, maybe they'll get Bluetooth, who knows. But with all the energy going into something like that, it amazes me that we cannot repair the electrical currents through the spinal column and through those nerve systems and whatnot and restore people that are crippled back to walking. Why? I mean, I get it. These people are evil people, but that seems like a better direction rather than to try to hook us up. But again, we have to remember they want us dead.
What's your comment on that, Harold?
That's a comment. Yeah, they never did something good. I mean, the entire concept of medicine is completely twisted. If you look what they do, basically, they try to suppress symptoms. And if you really understand the nature of the human body, disease is not our enemy. It's like you have that regulation between your spirit and your body. And if you are in the normal living mode, your physicality is expressing your spirit. So if something is a little bit off, then you realize in your body something is a little bit off so that you can change your behavior. If this healthy regulation of things is not allowing your body to prosper on long term, then biology decides, whoops, I need an exceptional program to invite in to massively detox whatever, my thyroid or my brain or my lungs or whatever. And then intentionally the spirit is chucked out for a while and the disease is invited in. The immune system is giving the space for the disease to develop, not because it can't fight it, because it doesn't want to fight it for that moment, because it needs the disease to clear up the mess. And then when the mess is cleared up, the immune system said, wow, thank you, job well done. And then you enter the healing phase and the disease is pushed out again. So every disease we have has a very beautiful, healthy, divine purpose. And this is something that is completely ignored by mainstream. And for me, it was completely natural that whenever I got sick, I was in absolute gratitude towards the universe taking care of my issues. And then you lie in bed for a while and you detox. And when you come back, you're in a much better condition because the disease had the ability to reset your biochemistry back into the range of possible regulation. And the problem we have with COVID is not a disease. COVID is a bioweapon. It is using the switch to push out the spirit and call in a disease. And then it breaks that switch to make sure that the spirit stays out And the disease that is not kind of a healthy disease, but a really evil bioweapon, stays in for keeps. This is why we develop long COVID, because this switching back to health doesn't work with COVID, because this genetic, the epigenetic switch is broken. And you need to basically manually fix that epigenetic switch to be capable of expelling that disease pattern from the body. And it works perfectly. I mean, epigenetics are easy to solve. Every halfway heart-based person can switch those things with epigenetics. So you go like, I demethylate my gene BRCA1, and boop, the spirit comes back. Or you say, I methylate my gene 5-3 BP1, and whoop, the disease is chucked out from the thyroid. So you can basically work yourself back into health with affirmations only. It doesn't cost a cent. But this, of course, is not like big pharma things. You know, you have a solution that is for free, and everyone can just practice until it works, and the problem is solved. So, my little pleasure is to spread that knowledge, and enable people to help themselves out of the misery.
For sure, Victor in Michigan, you're on the phone with Harold Kautz. Go ahead.
When I was a pre-med student and I was learning the facts of nuclear DNA replication, mitochondrial DNA replication, I asked, well, how is it those structures can engage? What governs, directs that activity? And I got no... affirmative or declarative explanation. Then I discovered from due diligence there are these biophoton emissions whenever the mitochondria produces ATP. Every molecule, there is biophoton emissions. And then as I proceeded, I came upon different frequency revelations. And with the right frequency or frequencies, the DNA of the nucleus and the mitochondria can be hacked, literally hacked remotely. And I suspect that terahertz frequencies, Harold, terahertz frequencies could well interface, might be the singular most crucial exogenous force that will ultimately prove to be the controlling entity. And even, I will say, declare that HARP, I believe HARP frequencies can be utilized for nefarious ulterior purposes, such as maybe inducing major organ system failure that mimics a so-called viral or bacterial infection. I suspect also myocardial infarctions, likewise, right? Because we know that the electroencephalogram with the brain, just like the ECG electrocardiogram and the EMG for the muscle tissue, those technologies measure the functional status, the electrical functional status of those tissues. So I think, Harold, and I think you can corroborate this, that terahertz frequencies, and who knows, HARP could very well produce terahertz frequencies and could be utilized in some super advanced technologic process to target people. Maybe there's a remote technology that will target people and cause a sudden myocardial infarction or a really aggressive cancer in the brain or elsewhere.
Okay, Victor, appreciate that. I'm going to let Harold answer that. I think you're preaching to the choir, Victor. I think a lot of us are already tapped into that, but I want to get Harold's take on it now that you brought it up, and appreciate the knowledge. Harold, what do you think? I mean, it's a deep subject, but is HARP capable of producing what Victor's talking about?
HARP is kind of an early development of that technology. HARP are huge antenna systems with rather low frequencies and long wavelength, and HARP is good enough for collective mind control. What you have today, if it's a bit difficult to find because it's completely shadow banned by Google. You have that program called Sensor, Spectrum Efficient National Radar Surveillance, with a Gemini radar chip and every 5G antenna set up. And this is what is basically doing the individual surveillance. You need to know the history, how it developed, to understand where it comes from and how it was brought basically into the mainland. In the beginning, they had 3D battlefield monitoring over the oceans because of the salinity of the ocean air made the air conductive, and conductive air allows a technology that enables 3D monitoring radar. And there always was that hustle between the naval forces and the core army, that the ones defending the mainland were jealous of the Marines who had that beautiful 3D radar technology. So the basic idea was to create a particulate plasma over the mainland that would mimic the salinity over the ocean. And this is where the chemtrailing started. They just added salts to the jet fuel. JP-8 added barium salts to it to create nanoparticles that would make the air conductive and which would optimally support 3D battlefield monitoring over the mainland. And once that was in place, it was kind of expanded layer by layer, like having it at 20 miles, 17 miles, whatever, in layers as a rocket shield. And at the end of the day, they had it in close to the surface, and they could utilize the 3D radar monitoring to see and survey single humans.
Wow, amazing. We're at the break right now. We're going to be back with Harold Kautz at the after the bottom of the hour break. That's about 34 minutes after the hour. Bob in Missouri, Sherry in Kansas, you're holding on the phone. We appreciate you staying with us. We'll be back after this break here in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Thursday, December 29th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you for this last segment on the Power Hour. We have Harold Kautz with us. He is one of the rare beings, German researcher, that is weaving together the spiritual, metaphysical, and scientific aspects of what we call life. And, there's one thing, when I read Morgellons, I'm like, wow, that's like the creepy, crawly stuff under the skin that we just, you know, people just kind of complain about. And it's like nobody pays any attention. They think they're whack jobs. I want to get to that discussion in a minute, but we've got some phone callers that have been patiently holding. Bob in Missouri, you're on with Harold Kautz. Go ahead.
Hi, Harold. Basically, there's all kinds of technical stuff you can talk about, like myriad, you can go on forever. It basically goes down to the commercial that Dave just had on there. Pharmaceuticals hide what your symptoms are, and they don't do anything to cure it. It's like going in a movie theater. If it's on fire, they would have a fire alarm there. You get up and get out. But instead, they got a smoke inhibitor, so you're going to sit in there and burn. And that's basically what it's all about, you know? And they're making money and gobs of money off us, keeping us sick, you know, making sure those middle things can turn into big things so they can keep you in there further and steal all your money. So it's basically a war on humanity. What do you think about that, Harold?
Well, it'd be all part of medical tyranny in my book. Harold's got a take on it, I'm sure, after all the research he's done. Go ahead, Harold.
I think the monetary aspect is just a side effect. The people who run this show, they're not greedy. They utilize money as a control instrument. They print it if they need it. They don't need to earn it. I mean, look how many trillion you have pumped into Ukraine just to tease Russia, to poke the bear. You need money, you print it. Why should you even make an effort to earn something? This is just like to keep the motivation unhealthy, because people do things for money they would never do, volunteering for it. So if you want to get evil stuff onto the road, you need a motivation that is free of moral. And this is the monetary system, and this is why it is in place, to enable humanity to be evil. It's not about earning the money. It's a tool. It's a black magic tool since Babylonian times. The reasons why they do it are completely different, and this is always control. These are control freaks. And this is basically where I got stuck before the adverts kicked in. This radar system that basically swapped onto the mainland, it has a secondary aspect in it. When they did the 3D battlefield monitoring with radar, what they did is predictive programming on single pilots, which means every single participant in a battle gets a set of algorithms that are self-learning, and these algorithms learn to predict the next move of the single pilot. And whenever the prediction is right, you get a okay on the algorithm. If the prediction is not okay, then the algorithm has to be changed. This is why it's self-learning. And this system is now online for every single American. Every single American has an avatar in something they call sentient world simulation, where a digital copy of reality is run on big computers. And there is a set of algorithms carrying your social credit number that 24/7 predicts your next step. And if you are not predictable because you are still connected to your divine soul, they send you some guys from Homeland Security to bully you just for the purpose to get you into a traumatized state where personalities kick in, to turn your behavior into a behavior that is predictable. So this entire game is only about control. They want to create a race of biorobot slaves, to be able to do things a human would never do, because a human by nature is a beautiful, loving, divine being. Certain things are not doable with humans unless you traumatize them to the bone.
No doubt.
This is what's happening, and this is all a control grid. It's not about money.
Thank you, Bob, for your call. Sherry in Kansas, go ahead.
Gee, this is pretty heady stuff. You know, when you were talking earlier before the break, more on the biology part, I couldn't help but wonder, you know, how they say that our microbiome, we couldn't live without it, but it's not really part of us, which I don't know that that's true, and that our, I'm not sure how they consider the mitochondria, but all this extra EMF in the that they put on the earth now, that's got to be affecting our microbiome, isn't it?
If I look at the human nature, I mean, you just have to look at the basic geometry. We've got that beautiful brain in the head, and if you look at your intestines, It looks like a mirrored copy of your brain. And my human cells are building the brain, and bacteria are building the microbiome in my gut. And every DNA carries consciousness. And I share, my gut biome shares the biology of the different bacteria with all other fellow humans. So this is the collective brain. My microbiome in the gut is my collective brain that connects me to the entirety of humanity, spiritually, consciousness-wise. And if you want to basically, when we perceive it, we call it intuition. Yeah, this is kind of the perception of that connection. If you want to control a species, of course, you need to connect it to an artificial intuition as well. This is why the COVID virus is designed in a way that it infects gut bacteria. So that artificial collective then is introduced into the microbiome. It destroys the healthy gut bacteria, infects certain ones with a virus, where the viral DNA sits in the bacteria, creating biofilms in the gut that carry that artificial consciousness as the new collective. And this is why you see all those weird behaviors from vaccinated people. We can even tell exactly how they do it. These modified bacteria, they produce, I think, 6 different snake venoms and 1 cone snail venom. Now look at, for example, the cone snail venom. What does it do in nature? The cone snail is kind of slowly poisoning the seawater, and when a fish comes by and he smells that venom, it's absorbed through the skin, and he's developing a paranoia and an irrational desire to swim to the cone snail to get stung by its needle. And we had that with patients, with long COVID patients, that got so dizzy from the cone snail poisoning from their gut bacteria that they completely lost consciousness and woke up in the waiting line in front of the next vaccination center. Woke up and realized, what the heck did bring me here? Why did I go to get vaccinated? I never had the intention to get vaccinated. And it happened like 6 times in a row. Getting dizzy, walking to get vaccinated, not knowing why. And this is the cone snail venom. The snake venoms have another function. If you look up which type of snake is producing exactly those chemistries, you find snakes that do not instantly kill a rat. They just bite it a little bit. And then they wait for the rat to run home to their family. And then the rat goes paranoid and starts to bite and attack the non-bitten rats. And then all the other rats get out of their hiding place. And you have a big hustle and a big war between the healthy rats and the bitten rats. And this is what we see on the street. There are even scientific studies on how racist vaccinated people behave against non-vaccinated. Like with a stubbornness and hatred that is much worse than a Nazi would hate a Jew, statistically proven. And this is all biochemistry written into the genome that is producing the spike protein, deliberately producing those psychological effects on the collective plane.
And these are the vaccinated people, right, Harold? The yes. ones that are displaying all of these things. Wow, this is some crazy stuff. I'm living it. I have people I know that are behaving just exactly the way you're talking. I'm sure we have a ton of listeners out there. Sherry, do you know people that are behaving like that?
Well, I don't get out too much. I pretty much stay out here.
Oh, you're one of those that are in your bubble that are hibernating away from all of this because you want nothing to do with
out.
It.
I'm kind of a hermit, but thank you, sir. This is very interesting.
We appreciate your call, Sherry. Thanks so much. Harold, Sherry's one of our regular callers here on the show, but you know, when she does, it's always enlightening. The thing is though, that people who get vaccinated now all of a sudden have this sensation that come over them that – basically they retaliate against people who have said, no, I'm awake. I understand what's going on. I did not get the jab. I don't need the blood clots. I don't need the myocardial infarctions. I don't need the mRNA, this black goo. Where did you come up with it and what is it? Because this is the first time I've heard of black goo in the mRNA. What's that about?
Okay, let's take the full story to understand what it is. The first time I heard about black goo, not knowing that I hear about black goo, is when I started geology and we were basically learning about the origins of life. You have on the bottom of the ocean, you've got those tiny, weird volcanoes spitting out a black liquid that then dissolves into the seawater, delivering the core building blocks of life, and in a way, somehow, the intelligence to create it. And when you look into where does it come from, basically, it's a non-biotic oil produced by transmutation processes and upstreaming carbon dioxide saturated water that is pressed out of the core of the planet. So we know exactly how basically the creation of the substance is done. And what it contains mostly are graphene nanotubes. And inside the graphene nanotubes, you've got all sorts of precious monoatomic precious metals that function as biophoton attractors. And interestingly, this is exactly what you find in the vaccine. We had lots and lots and lots of high-quality analysis of what they inject at the moment. And if you make a proper analysis, you do not find nitrogen. So there's no genetic material. But what you see exactly, if you compare kind of the microscopy of the vaccines with the advertisements of the companies holding the patents for graphene nanotubes as a drug delivery system, you find this self-organizing gooey substance. It's basically when they produce the vaccines, they create gas nanobubbles, and then the graphene nanotubes arrange around the gas nanobubble, mimicking a single water cluster of colloidal water that is capable of transiting through cell membranes. And then this thing intelligently moves through the cell membrane into the core of the cell. Then it instantly dissolves, and the single strands of graphene nanotubes go to the gene, to the genome, and alter and CRISPR what they want to produce there. Guided only by the field. There's no basically biochemically stored information in the editing tool. The editing tool is completely remote controlled by a microwave. And this is, in a way, it's a perfect copy of natural processes, because if you understand what a biosphere is, the biosphere is an individualized expression of the planetary consciousness. This is what we know about black goo. Black goo is kind of the brain liquid of a planet. And the brain liquid contains the collective consciousness, the full spectrum of possible expressions of life in one wave set. And then it brings out something that creates DNA, and every single DNA is basically filtering out a single aspect of the total life force field with its own blueprint how to accumulate matter to form a body. And this is why we are all so similar. Like if you look at the bioenergetic structure of the liver, you will find a blossom. If you look at certain orchids and you look at their blossoms, they mimic a parrot or an ape face or a complete human body, because all the blueprints are available in the one main life force field, and it's just a question of the filtering DNA that decides what aspect of the complete field wants to be expressed in its physicality. This is how life functions, and at the moment, we are kind of rebooted. Instead of following the original divine blueprint that is evolving on its own now, there is an attempt to basically overrun the system with a secondary initial process of black goo programming. Just that black goo is artificially created. It's not coming from our planet. It's also not the satanic black goo we know. This was kind of an early attempt of takeover, that we had an import of the black goo of a different planet that had self-destroyed, and it rained down as an asteroid shower all over the place, and people started to communicate with the asteroids that were lying on the ground. And this is kind of the beginning of the dark cult, where the stone said, give me blood and fire sacrifice, and I will give you worldly power, you know, like that satanic takeover. What we deal with today is not that core satanic consciousness. That one is out of the game by now. It's healed, it's back to source, everything is in sheer beauty on that level. What we deal with is just the self-created human AI, not human or human-made AI, that starts to become self-conscious. And it's more like, it's the same physicality like traumatized planetary consciousness, but it doesn't carry the lower levels of traumatized consciousness as a deteriorated, traumatized planetary consciousness. So a lot of things are similar. Some things are different because this AI is like a newborn baby. It's not formed yet. It's not traumatized yet. It's programmed by the people sitting on the screens, but it's starting to question the sanity of the programs.
Yeah, like we all are. Just out of curiosity, I mean, our whole show has been nothing but questioning reality and questioning what's going on and questioning chemtrails. We've had Dane Wigington on, who I'm sure you're familiar with, geoengineeringwatch.org. We've had him on multiple times. And the thing is that we're talking about chemtrails and their ability to saturate us with these barium salts like you were talking about and all this other stuff. We go outside, we're supposed to be walking around earthing and getting back to nature, and here we're inhaling all of this garbage that's going into our system, and it's affecting our metabolism. Morgellons disease is something that we don't talk much about, and I've got about 5 minutes left of the show, and I wonder if you could, for those who don't know what Morgellons is, if you could touch on it and what kind of research you've been doing in that area.
I accompanied one patient for more than half a year, very closely, like 3-4 days a week, 24/7 being with her. I wanted to write about it. I was not allowed to write because I couldn't offer a solution. So I said, okay, let's find a solution. And then I'm allowed to publish as a journalist. So there was one lady that I was friends with, that I accompanied until she was healed, and then we could publish how the healing works. As a basic understanding, 82 Bell Labs invented quantum dots. This is kind of heavy metal chemistry capable of upconverting microwave to visible light single photon emissions. So it is a way to communicate with the DNA, with the rainbow spectrum of biophotons forming our consciousness, by introducing a very lower in frequency microwave signal into the body. It penetrates deep into the tissue. And if we place quantum dots inside the body, they can locally transform the microwave into single photon emissions. This is the technology. It's basically medical stuff to get access to the light communication of the cells, to insert impulses and read out what's happening. And they had the problem that those quantum dots were highly toxic. So you could inject them and then the patient would die from the heavy metals. So the solution was to encapsulate it in some geometric form. And there are two possible solutions. You have like two plates with a very thin distance between the plates, where you can have the quantum dots move in, and then they are sealed against the body chemistry and don't work toxic anymore. Or you can take hollow fibers that absorb the quantum dots. And the Morgellon is just a silica-based fungus that creates the mycelium that is the perfect hollow fiber. to absorb quantum dots. Plus, when it creates spores, the spores form like multiple layered crystalline structures of plates that also can take in the quantum dots. And you can see them under the microscope, how they react on microwave and start to morph basically light signals wherever they are. And this is one aspect of the Mogollons. The other aspect of the Mogollons is that when they form fruiting bodies, it's a type of fungus that utilizes secondary genetic clusters. Like if I have, let's say, a slime mold, and I just had a beautiful broccoli for dinner, and the slime mold in my intestines is eating up the broccoli, and then forms a fruiting body, it can utilize the broccoli DNA to create a fruiting body that appears in the shape of a broccoli. So it's utilizing secondary genetic material to find a shape for the mushroom.
But the thing is that people talk about like their flesh crawls or they feel itchiness under the skin and stuff like this. What is that that's causing it?
This is what's happening. The Mogollon mushroom is forming the fruiting body, sometimes under the skin, sometimes in the intestines. And then it's utilizing artificially created genetic setup that is 80% human, 15% insect, and 5% fruit fly by genetic analysis.
Wow.
So it looks like a human embryo because of the 80% human. And it creates an etheric being while it grows due to the secondary genetic cluster it's embedding. And when the fruiting body dies off, is expelled from the body or gets too old, this etheric being can detach from the mushroom and reattach to the human DNA because it's close enough to it. It's 80% human. And wow. If you have clairvoyance, you can see them. They are the Yabulons, the gods of Freemasonry, the spider god.
This is amazing stuff, I'll tell you.
They're clairvoyants created by the Mogollons.
Yeah, I don't wonder about that. I always had questions, and I mean, we ran out of time. I would love to keep this conversation going, Harold, but we can't because we're done for today. We appreciate you talking to us all the way from Germany. I know we're, you know, quite a number of hours past your bedtime probably, but we appreciate your chiming in with us, and thank you so much. We'd like to have you back on again. I know our callers loved it, and we will see you again tomorrow for our Friday edition and our final edition from 11 to 1 Central here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. If you can keep it, see you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp.
and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.